Yeah. a few words just of thanks and I guess official announcements. First of all, thanks to Rav Stewie, to Rav Ben, the Chevra for coming together. To the sponsors, to Dr. Morris, to the anonymous Chevra, to the Chevra overall, just for coming out on a Thursday night instead of watching Duke, North Carolina, whatever.
They're still playing each other?
Yeah, they're still playing each other. So I would be remiss to say Shalom Aleichem to Rav Shlomo. We've been singing your Nagunim here, Baruch Hashem, the past year. You're learning also your Torah for the past few years, Baruch Hashem. We're still waiting for Shemos, but please God at the right time. Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim. It's all there. We know it's there, but just to give you a tremendous lot of Karsa Tov. And just to go very, very quick, because I know Judah will be very upset. But we said last week from the Majid, that this is officially a Majid's Chassidus year. So we'll say one little Torah from the Divrei Yisrael. We said it last week, but I think it's good to repeat it as well. In this week's Parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Alei Hehara VeHeYesham. You should go up in the mountain, and you should be there. So the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz, Moshe Tzvi said this a few years ago. And he said, if you're going up the mountain, VeHeYesham, it's repetitive. If you're going to go up the mountain, Lamaisa, you're going to be there. No, he was, Lamaisa, if you go up the mountain, you're going to be there. What's this double lashon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe? So Moshe just says, "Lamaisa, you could be physically in a room, you could be a totally different place." Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, "Be at Har Sinai, but also mamish, be there, be present, be mindful, be where you are, be emistic." At least for me, I have a few rebbeim, but one of my rebbeim who is they're constant, always just looking, constant, just being emistic, being mindful, being present. Constantly just being true to oneself is Rav Judah. He's constantly, someone even asked me if I've been to Reshit, if I go to Hask. I didn't go to Reshit, I didn't go to Hask. I just, when you see someone who's so emistic, with such a fire, all you want to do is cling to that fire, cling to that emistic. So, Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. The next time we should be Zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael. Shir Chadash, of a normal fun of Shir Chadash is Eretz Yisrael. So we'll be Zochet to be in, hopefully our country, but please God, not one step at a time, but it's a tremendous cover and a tremendous privilege for us as a chevra and as a community to welcome Rav Judah. Shkoich. Sorry, it's not 20 seconds. Sorry.
Example.
Sorry.
Yeah, good Erev Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, thank you, everyone, for this opportunity for us to be here together. This is not like I know you do this every week. This is not a thing that happens in most places in the world. Not in Eretz Yisrael, Havdil, and not in Chutz La'aretz. This is not a typical way that people spend a Leil Shishi, a Thursday night. It's like a crazy thing, travel. Tuesday, I was in Har Bracha, at a Levaya, Vitamar Bengal, and then like that. Wednesday, I'm in New York, and then like that. Here, sitting here in Boca. Kerif Ayin. If someone ever doubted the way that Hashem unrolls the prophecies, the way the end of days is going to happen, how Yeshua Hashem Kerif Ayin, how things can turn around in a minute, could be in one place and open up our eyes and we're somewhere else. But I don't think that I even had a chance until now, until we were sitting, until Ben, we were singing so beautifully. Until we were sitting here together, even just for a couple of minutes, kind of like taking in the week and kind of reflecting. I don't think I even thought for a second. I wasn't able to process what Am Yisrael went through this week. I went from the Levaya, I came home, I had a couple things to take care of, Sidurim. Dropped off my grandmother, went to here, went to there, Daven Mincha, had supper, packed up, went to the airport, and then hit the ground running. It'd be remiss to get together, for any group of Jews to get together in the world during the days of Shiva of a Jew who was killed without stopping for a second to reflect, to think. And where do we get the strength to be able to move forward, to be able to deal with things, to be able to live? In the first year after Reb Nachman left the world, there was It was a gathering Rosh Hashanah in Uman, as per his request. And a group of stragglers, a group of chever gathered there, and there was someone among the chever who had suffered immeasurable loss of his wife, lost a child, didn't have a parnasa, somebody who was just completely shattered and broken. And he was the one who generally would be leading the davening. He was the person who was leading the davening, but everyone understood that that year it wouldn't be possible for him. It wouldn't be possible. The guy ran out of steam. How is he possibly going to take the umbud? How is he going to motivate anybody? But sure enough, this Jew, Rabbi Avram, took the ashtender, and not only did he daven for the umbud, it was fire. It was stronger than ever. And not only did he daven, but he also blew shofar. He was mamluch Hashem with beautiful tekiyos. Those people trying to understand, like, what? How is it possible? What he's going through in his life, such difficulty, such brokenness, such heaviness, such suffering, and yet he's able to transcend. He's able to overcome it. So they asked him, like, where do you get the strength from? We want to be inspired also. He said, it's not a question of strength. It's not a question of being stronger than what we're experiencing. Not a question of transcending the pain. Not a question of getting over something or being able to deal with whatever is. He said, for me, the world is done. It's over. It's finished. The world is done. It's over. This world, sagarti tabasta, I closed up shop already. And you can understand, no? You see image after image. Another family sitting shiva, more orphans, Rachmana Litzlan. It's what are you going to say? There's a world. Where are we going to get strength to go on? He said, for me, the world is done. Alma Hadein, the world the way it is right now is over. I'm living on borrowed time. I'm already in the next world. I'm already in the Amal Da'asi. I'm already in the next world. Living on borrowed time. And there's such a concept. It's not transcendence. It's something more than transcendence. Being able to make it through, to afford, so to speak, our reality by borrowing, taking credit from something that's not yet ours. That's really what Shabbos is. Shabbos is called the Makor HaBracha. It's the source of all blessing for the entire week. Any vitality, spiritually speaking, that we're able to access throughout the week is coming from Shabbos. Shabbos is Yom HaNishmasa. It's called the soul of time. So anything that happens on Thursday that's sweet, anything that happens on Thursday that's kishmak, that's filled with life, it's because Hayom Yom Chamishi b'Shabbos. It's drawing from Shabbos. In other words, it's borrowing, so to speak, on credit. It's just swiping. It's swiping the card, drawing from Shabbos. Anything that happens to Klal Yisrael, anything that happens to Klal Yisrael, any suffering, any difficulty, it should never be. Chafetz Chaim tells us very simply, in his Kuntras Avos Yisrael, it's nothing that the Goyim are doing, it's nothing that our enemies are doing. It's only a reflection of what we're doing. What we're doing to ourselves, because of our machlokas, our pettiness, because of our small-mindedness, because of our holding grudges, or because of our inability to get over ourselves. There's nothing that they can do to us that we don't do to ourselves. Paras Mishpatim is the headquarters of Mitzvos Ben Adam L'Chavero. I mean, this is Maseches Bava Kama. Anybody's ever seen anything in Bava Kama? You can't go half a page in Bava Kama without bumping into some proof text from Paras Mishpatim about how to interact with another person's property, someone else's family, somebody else's house. Bava Kama lays out everything we need to know about V'Ahavta Lerecha Kamocha. And it's all rooted here in Mishpatim. In the very beginning, the very first Aliyah, Rabbi Nachman sees a beautiful Eitza, a beautiful insight. When two people are fighting, when two brothers aren't getting along, and one raises their hand to another, V'hika Ish Es Re'ehu, Ba'evan, Ba'egrov, uses an Egrov, his own body, meaning his own abilities, or an Evan, meaning something which is outside of himself, his influence, his power, his stuff, and uses their kochos, their abilities, their stuff, their status, to harm another person. So the Torah says, Rak shivto yitein v'rapo yirepe. Somebody inflicts damage on another person. So trying to understand how painful it is, how difficult it is. Only for the lost time, if the person's injured, he's able to pick himself up, he's able to move on from the injury, he's able to move on from the trauma, so to pay for the lost time that individual didn't have their work. Rak shivto yitein v'rapo yirepe. So Rabbi Nachman says, v'rapo yirepe, the healing of any dissent, of any conflict, of any separation between brothers, between Jews, Rak Shivto, it only comes from Shabbos. Shabbos is the ultimate healing. During the week we're busy, we're doing what we need for ourselves. We're in the hustle. We're in the rat race. We're in the hamster wheel. Rightfully so, we're doing what we have to do. Plowing our field. We're taking care of business. Rak Shivto, only Shabbos enables us to heal. Shabbos is a time of soul, of menuchas ha-nefesh, of rapo yirape. Sitting Thursday night, turning Thursday night into Erev Shabbos, turning it into Leil Shishi like this, is borrowing time from Shabbos, is already drawing the healing of Shabbos, the rapo yirape, into Erev Shabbos, into Thursday night. Walking out of your house at 8:25 to come here, it's already Shabbos day. Might not have everything cooked and ready. Table might not be set. But this is as much a healing as we could possibly do. For Jews to get together, for us to spend time together, to sing some begunim and just kind of connect and relate to the deeper side of ourselves, that's the Yeshua, that's the refuah. That's how we're able to make it through. Sim kesef talvas ami. Look inside or not. There's a mitzvah of lending money to a Jew who's in need. And it's different than the basic human level of having good midos, of being a civil person, of creating and maintaining a civil society. It's not socialism. It's not leveling the playing field. Some farshim here, the Rechaim HaKadosh and others describe that the act of lending to another Jew, the way that we do it without charging interest, without bothering them, without creating pressure for them, but extending the recognition that everything that we have, Hashem is entrusting us to enable others and to empower others, to illuminate others. Im kesef talves ami, when the time comes, we lend money. Hasa'ani imach, someone who is in need. Lotilo konoshe, don't treat him like he's a borrower and you're a lender. Don't act like the bank manager. He's our brother. He's our friend. He's our son. It's our sister. It's our own mother. It's our own aunt and uncle. Lo tesimon alecha neshech. I love neshech. Says Rashi, the most beautiful Rashi in the whole Torah. I didn't put it on the sheet. But Rashi says, and you'll see it on Shabbos, Havi mistakel ba'atzmecha. Look at ourselves. We should look at ourselves. Havi mistakel ba'atzmecha. Ki ilu ata ani. Complete and full identification and empathy. Complete and absolute all-in identification with the other. Stakil ba'atzmacha. Don't look at this other person. Oh, what happened? He was irresponsible. He took too many risks. Spends too much money on vacations. He doesn't do this right. He doesn't do that right. He doesn't. Should have listened to my advice. He invested in some stupid Ponzi scheme. Should have gone to college. Should be working harder. Don't look at him. Havi mistakel ba'atzmecha, Rashi says. First things first, when we're presented by some need in the world, by something that's lacking in the world, let it be a mirror. Let us look at ourselves. What if I were that person? What if it was me in his place? The yisod of ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Says Rabbi Nassim, kesef talveh atami. Kemosha Hashem Yisbarach,
Hayamakayim olama b'chesed b'toras halva'a. In the same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs this world, powers this reality, lending us, so to speak, credit to be in the world, a gift of life, of existence, b'toras halva, as a loan, so to speak. U'gmilas chesed miyom habriya ad yom matan Torah. And even if one would think, like the Maharal explains, that the conditional existence, the world is conditional on our fulfillment of Torah, it says in this week's parasha also, rain, parnasa, everything is conditional on our fulfilling Torah mitzvos. But meanwhile, the world existed for generations until Matan Torah. The same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with absolute chesed and giving, on credit, on borrowed time, with chesed, swiping the card and saying, yalla, go. Do your thing. Develop as a people. Develop as a nation. Form relationships. Be a family. Develop those bonds of family, of relationships, before we receive the Torah. All right, that's what makes our system, our religion, different. In contradistinction to other religions. We are not a theology that forms the context of a people. We were a people before we received the Torah. There was Avram and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov, Rachel and Leah. And they had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They formed tribes. And we lived together. And we went down to Mitzrayim together. And we multiplied. And the family got bigger and bigger and bigger. And we lived that way. And we suffered together. And then we celebrated together on the way out of Mitzrayim. When we were a cohesive unit, when we saw each other as family, as the pasuk says, "Nachisa bechazdecha, am zuga alta." Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Nachita bechazdecha, am zuga alta." Because of the chesed that one Jew performed for another, because the way we saw each other and treated each other as brothers and sisters, this is the nation that I'm redeeming. Now you can receive the Torah. Daf Aleph of the whole thing, the introduction of the whole thing, was the formation of a people. And that formed the context of a theology. But until the Torah, it was borrowed time. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed. In the same way that from the beginning of creation until Matan Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam was giving it to us, Yalak, There's a house tab. Drink and eat to your heart's desire. In that same way, gam achshav be'esha over and al ratzono chas v'shalom, hayra'ui shiyachzor olam tov v'vohu. See, in Likutei Halachas of Nosson Breslover, uses the entire breadth and width of Torah, Torah's Nigla and Torah's Nister, the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah, the secrets of the Torah and the most basic pshat and Shulchan Aruch, to help us understand what's called by Henry Nguyen spiritual reading of Torah. That this is not just a list of mitzvahs, of do's and don'ts, of how to and whys, and where and what, but what does it mean for me right now, existentially? What do all these laws mean for me beyond the Shor Shenagach Parah, beyond the Tosus and Bava Kama? What does it mean in my inner world? What does the Torah obligate? What is Hashem asking of me, vis-a-vis my life, vis-a-vis my inner world, my friends, my neighbors, my family, my community, Klal Yisrael, the entire world, the entire cosmic order? Where does this fit in? Because every single mitzvah and every single prophecy, the Gemara Megillah tells us, it's not just to instruct us what to do at that moment. It's l'shaito and it's l'asad lavo, it's forever, it's for eternity. How do we use these mitzvos? How do we leverage these mitzvos and use them as access points for God awareness, for dveikus, for inviting the presence and the consciousness of Hashem into our life through this pasuk, through this mitzvah? That's what Likutei Halachos by Rav Nosson Breslover is aiming to answer. Every halacha in Shulchan Aruch, every detail, every prat, every do and don't, every measurement, is worlds and worlds and worlds of meaning. We're not always able to see beyond the checklist. We're not always able to access that meaning. We're not always able to access the depth of that experience or that opportunity. With Lakutei Halachos, Rav Nosson scratching the surface and opening it up for us to scratch and sniff. Like Rav Shlomo would say, Tamuru kitov Hashem. Just taste it and see there's something very good here. There's something very sweet here. Scratch the surface a little bit. It wakes up the aromas of the Reach, the Tam Gan Eden. Rav Nosson opens up the Tam Gan Eden in this pasuk. On a basic level, in Kesef Talves Ami, as a Jew is in need, I'm sympathetic to his cause. I see myself, God forbid, if I was on the other side of that door, if the wheel turns, and I was in need. So Rashi seems to say, V'hafta reacha kamocha. Rav Nosson opens up a completely different way of understanding this. And helps us become aware of the fact that we're all living on borrowed time. And every single day of the week, we're drawing from the Kedusha of Shabbos. Every single moment that we're in this world, we're drawing from the Alma Da'asa, we're drawing from the next world, we're drawing from the Olam Emes. Because otherwise, how would I make it through a Tuesday? How would I make it through a Wednesday? It's so busy. The phone doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. The homework, the kids come in with more homework and more bagriot and more chugim and more carpool. And there's more responsibilities to work and there's more this person to get back to and there's more I have to write this and I have to do this and go here and go there. How could I breathe on a Tuesday, Wednesday if I'm not drawing from Shabbos? And how could a person drive home from Har Bracha to look at their children in the fair? Could you go drive home to your wife from Har Bracha this Tuesday? No, I'm getting on a plane and going to hock around in Boca and in New York and here and there. And then Titzach, like everything's fine in the world if we're not able to draw on borrowed time from the next world and say, this world is done. We're able to draw from the next world because we have a credit card. Because that's the way Hashem Yisbarach created the world and built it into reality. Because until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, what's the hechitimtza that there should be a world? If the nation, the family is the context of the receiving of the Torah, the development of the people came in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Estaka Ba'araisa Bara Alma. And what came before that? B'shvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. And there's an infinite spiral going backward of taking another step back. Like when we daven, we take three steps back, another step back, and another step back to say, what's first here? Yisrael v'machshav atchila. But Hashem looked into the Torah, into the chosenness of Israel to create us. If we're able to recognize that every single moment of our life, of every single moment of our, every single aspect of our religious observance, is an affirmation of the infinite chesed and fulfillment of God's plan to enable us to be in this world, to access Gan Eden from where we are, that we understand that there's nothing else for us to do in the world than pay that credit forward. As miskaimin rak bechazdo, v'bechinas halva'a. Every single breath that we take is a halva'a. Hashem is loaning us. Every single breath that we take, kol neshama, kol neshima o neshima, kol haneshama tahalalya. We're breathing in the validation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm with you, I need you, I want you in the world. Every time our heart beats and every breath that we take, we're filled with a divine vitality. It's what's pulsing through our veins. It's an affirmation that yes, right now, at this moment, I'm creating you and I'm sustaining you and I want you and I need you for something. Do I deserve it? Do I not deserve it? Did I say a bracha achron earlier today? Did I speak Lashon Hara today? Did my eyes go this way? Did my eyes go that way? That's not the... Hashem says, Alai, there's a house tab. Take a deep breath. There's a house tab. There's a halva. Hashem Yisbarach marchiv lo zman ad sheyashuv yishalem es chavasav. Mash neschai v'adam ha'idei v'nasav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is drawing from the Otzer Matnas Chinam. V'nimtza Hashem Yisbarach mekayim mitzvahs gemilas chesed v'halvas chayim harbei ma'od b'chol sha'ah. Every single moment, Hashem is fulfilling Rashi's understanding of im kesef talveh et ami. Every single moment, Hashem Yisbarach is saying, okay, yalla, you have it, charge it, put it on the card. You made a mistake, you fell short we fell short of our expectations. We stumbled, we fell, we weren't able to. We wanted to, but we didn't, or we didn't want to, and we did it on purpose. Hashem says, okay, keep going. Every single moment that we keep going is im kesef talves ami. It's Hashem Yisbarach himself extending us credit. I didn't realize it was a Majitzer Chabura. If you had said it was a Majitzer Chabura, the Majitzer says, I think the Rishol says, regarding the in our parsha, regarding the sugya of a person who is in such desperate straits and can't provide for his family, has no other choice but to enable members of his family to have their responsibility taken by others, so to speak, sells his children into, you know, another family's care. So the Torah discusses how that child goes free, how that child become released from those bonds. And one of the things Rashi says is b'simanim, with a simanim. Whatever that means, based on the pshat of the stage of development. But the Majritzer says that what the Torah is really telling us is that a person is not able to provide, so to speak, for their family, God forbid, and they entrust their child into the care of another. So don't worry. No matter how distressing the situation is, they'll go free b'simanim, because a Jew never loses their simanim. The simanim of our Jew, the Gemara tells us, is that every Jew is rachmanim, we're compassionate at our core. We have a sense of humility, of awareness that we're from God, of baishanim, of shame. We feel bad if we do something wrong. We have a conscience. Gomoy chasadim. Those are the simanim that'll never be left. The Majlis are saying that even if a person falls into the most desperate situation, at the end of the day, a Jew is a Jew. You'll never lose your simanim. Don't worry, you'll never go completely bankrupt. Because there's the Ribono Shel Olam that has an infinite, infinite bank account of life and renewal and new opportunities to start again. And no matter how broken things might be, we could always draw. We could always draw from the Alma Da'asa, from the next world. We could always draw from the world of truth. Ritzvir Schweinreb is here in Boca somewhere. Going out to breakfast tomorrow. He's really one of the people that I look up to most. We spend a lot of time talking. One of the points that he said many times, when we talk about, I said something about the Ribono Shel Olam, and he said, already, the Ribono Shel Olam, when we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu or the Ribono Shel Olam, we talk about God or Hashem. So, sometimes subconsciously, when we use those terms of kingship, of lordship, of Hashem being the master, there's a sense of like guilt right away. That I'm not fulfilling my obligations, I'm not doing enough. And that's the truth also. He said that he prefers referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, to God as the Bashefer. He said really that's what he received from his wife. His wife grew up in a Majritzer home. And the way she grew up was calling Hashem the Bashefer. Bashefer means? The giver. The one who is bestowing. Who's bestowing. Who's extending credit. Who's giving. Bashefer. If we looked at Hashem as the Bashefer a little bit more, and in our striving to emulate the Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem, we saw God as the Bashefer a little bit more, we'd be able to open up a little more compassion ourselves, a little bit more on others. We'd be able to emulate the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, the Bashefer, is giving us another opportunity and another opportunity. We default on our payment and we're late on the loan and we missed the deadline and we messed it up again and again and again, and Hashem says, it's okay. Open your eyes, take a deep breath, continue living. I'm giving you more credit. You have another chance. It's almost Shabbos. Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. Now it's Erev Shabbos. Then it's going to be Motzei Shabbos. Then it's going to be Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. We could always draw from that We could always draw from that place called Shabbos. Rak b'shivto yitzei v'rapo yirepe. And that's where the healing is. That's where the healing for a broken heart is. That's where the healing for machlokes is. That's where the healing comes in between in families. When we're able to extend credit to ourselves, we're able to be a little bit patient with ourselves and draw from a place which is a little bit beyond. Kmo Hashem Yisparach, in the next paragraph, Kmo Hashem Yisparach inu noges otanu, the same way that Hashem is not chepping us, it's only in our mind. Hashem is not standing over our shoulder the whole time, pointing out every single thing we do wrong. Same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is not hacking us, the Baal Shefer is not hacking us for that money back. Ma'arich lanu zman achar zman, zmanim tuva. More time and more time and more patience. Hashem is giving us another chance and another chance and another nachamol chance, another day and another chance to get it right. Ad shenesalek lema'at ma'at ad shenesalek hasakol. Slowly but surely we'll get rid of the debt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem believes in us so much. In the end, he knows we're going to turn around and have a good credit rating. In the end, he knows we're going to be able to stand on our own 2 feet and be independent. In the end, the story in the end is going to have a good ending. There's going to be a sof tov. The hard part is when we're in the tunnel to see the light that's coming at the end, to keep believing that there is a light at the end of it. After such a difficult Tuesday, to know that Shabbos is coming and that there's going to be a day called Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And there's going to come a time where there's going to be an Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayer, where there's going to be a complete fixing and a complete healing. And the world is going to be restored to balance. And we're going to be restored to balance. And the chesed of Hashem is going to be open and clear. The tov is going to be nigel v'nira. It's going to be completely open. To know that day is coming. The eile mishpatim asher tasim lefnehim. These are the mitzvahs, the laws, the rules, the boundaries, the obligations that are put before us. Rashi says, like a set table that we just walk in and sit down and fresh. A set table, beautiful, with all the finery and all the cutlery. The nicest china and the most delicious delicacies. All the choice cuts right there on the table. Kashulchan Aruch, which is ready for us, mucham lechol, for us to walk in and eat. Hashem keeps putting it. Even if I messed up, even if I blew it, even if I dropped the ball, even if I fell short, the next day, the next minute, I'm still mechuyev in that mitzvah. Even if I blew it, the next moment, I'm still mechuyev in that mitzvah. Ve'el mishpatim, shetasim lefneim, the Teferet Shalom, the Radomsker says, lefneim again, and lefneim again. Even if I come in and flip the table over, the next minute, it's set up right again for me. I have another opportunity to sit down and enjoy. Because that's the goal. Hashem extends credit to us and says, enjoy. Sit down at the table like a mensch. Enjoy. Sit with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones. Sit around a table that's set. That's set for Shabbos. That's set for a meal to enjoy together. To get a little bit of a taste, me'ein olam haba. So that as the Radomsker says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be ma'anigas, can give us pleasure and be mashpia tov, all the good in the world on us. That's what Shabbos is. We have a little bit of a taste of what it's going to be like. Even for a moment. Even for a moment, to walk in and to sit down for a moment, to look around and say, thank you Hashem that I can take a deep breath for a moment. Before someone starts fighting and complaining and flipping thing, the wine gets spilled and whatever. But for a moment, we have a little bit of a glimpse into what it's going to be in the next world. And thank you tonight for this get together, to have a little bit of a glimpse of what it's going to be like on Shabbos, when we can get that glimpse. To take a deep breath together and sing a couple of Nagunim together. To be able to like remind ourselves how fortunate we are. We're alive, we're here. That means Hashem believes in us and Hashem is extending credit to us. The best we can do is to pay that forward and to extend that graciousness and that compassion and that patience to our loved ones, to our friends, to our family, to our community, ultimately to the entire world. Hashem should help us that we be able to have a week of Besaros Tovos, Yeshuas, V'Nechamos. To be able to see the good, the tova niglava anira, and Yimirtz Hashem recognize Hashem's chesed in the most open and clear way. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.